A former British Prime Minister has accused the current incumbent of having improper motives for suspending Parliament for 5 weeks in the run-up to the current Brexit deadline. In a hearing at Britain's Supreme Court, lawyers for John Major said his fellow Conservative Boris Johnson had been motivated by political interest. Mr Johnson has denied this.
The UK Supreme Court has wrapped up a three-day hearing to determine whether it was legal for the Prime Minister Boris Johnson to prorogue and suspend Parliament for 5 weeks, with Britain's departure from the European Union looming. The President of the Supreme Court said they hoped the ruling would be made early next week. Our correspondent in London, Vincent McAvinney, has been in court today.
The government is calling these non-papers. Apparently it's a list of possible options of technical plans that they're putting forward, but they're being quite opaque about this. At the moment, there are continuing talks going on. The Prime Minister was in Luxembourg earlier this week talking with Jean-Claude Juncker there, and there are more meetings coming over the next couple of days. They have been given a timeline by the Prime Minister of Finland, who has got the rotating EU presidency at the moment. And they've said these proposals really need to be put forward towards the EU by the end of the month, with what the UK wants written down firmly. But so far, the UK is still trying to see what options it has, what movement it has. And the Prime Minister received word from the former Prime Minister, David Cameron, who's out and about promoting his book today, that really he needs to target Angela Merkel. She is the key to sorting all of this out, in his mind, the German Chancellor.
And no idea what's in these preliminary proposals. Is he just sort of testing the water, or any sign of what it is?
It still is unclear what it is. There has been some talk that, you know, the DUP leader who had Arlene Foster, who had caused so many problems with the Theresa May deal because of the proposals for the Northern Irish backstop. She met with the Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar last night. There has been talks today between the UK government and the Irish government as well. So possibility of some movement there, because that is what this is all still being held up by. But we know that a previous submission by Boris Johnson's government was simply Theresa May's deal, but with the backstop spot effectively crossed out pretty crudely, and that had been rejected. So it's unclear at the moment where the UK's position has developed to.
Now, to the Supreme Court hearing, what's the latest there?
Well, it's now finished 3 days of sitting and hearing evidence from Gina Miller, who brought this case, from legal representatives from the four nations, from the three other nations in the UK. And as well, today was the big day because we had word from former Prime Minister John Major, a former Conservative Prime Minister who was acting against the sitting Prime Minister, saying that this was simply to stop MPs interfering with Boris Johnson's Brexit plan, that it was trying to restrict Parliament, that he had misled the Queen and the nation on why he wanted this prorogation. It wasn't about his domestic policy initiative, as he claims. It was simply to try and restrict Parliament and stop scrutiny. So that court was being watched really closely here. It's only been around for 10 years, and this was probably its biggest test because it was being streamed online and millions tuned in to watch. They'll take the weekend now to decide, and we should get a decision early next week. But something that was interesting revealed in the government's paper is that depending on how it goes, if the Prime Minister loses, then he might just try and prorogue Parliament again using whatever rules he can. So this time he could sort of make it, he would learn from the judgment when prorogation is okay, when it's not, and he might just try and do this again.
And why is that? Is that because he just doesn't want Parliament sitting while he's trying to negotiate this revised deal?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the week that he's been Prime Minister, when Parliament was sitting, he lost 6 votes in a week. He could not win. And if you look at, you know, past prime ministers, Margaret Thatcher was in power for 11 years and she only lost 4 votes. So Boris Johnson, without a working majority, was really getting hammered in the House of Commons. And he had to do things like release the Yellowhammer papers, which are the kind of scenarios that the civil service has game planned if there is no deal. So he is worried that if MPs get back into the House of Commons, he will be there'll be more emergency legislation put through to get more information. The MPs had sought communications between the White House, between the Downing Street team, but those didn't get published. So they'll be wanting more information. And they'll also want to make sure that the law that they did pass, that you cannot leave the European Union without a deal, Boris Johnson is still not saying that he will abide by that. So I think they're wanting to take steps to really hold his feet to the fire on that one.
That's Vincent McAvinney, our correspondent in London, talking about Brexit and the ongoing shenanigans.